Many, many years ago, there was a teacher in the northeast of England called Gordon Sumner, and then he suddenly became a pop star. George Michael used to be a waiter in a restaurant in Bushey in London and a mobile DJ. Then he became a pop star. Mark, who's on the phone now, is from Macclesfield. He does landscaping. He has done quite a bit of landscaping in the past, but now he's an online content creator to do with landscapes and whatnot. And he's also a pop star locally, aren't you, Mark?
Of sorts.
Right, so you called Silk Towers yesterday, spoke to my boss about something that you've done for charity, which is this brilliant cause that you've done this for. It's a Christmas single. I'm going to let you now take over, do the story. What have you done?
So I got a call from a kind of fellow creator, the Home Improvement Channel, said, would you be interested in trying to get a Christmas number one? And I said, well, my vocals are absolutely on point, so definitely yes. And so we managed to get a group of lads together, and we went down to a recording studio in London, and then it all became very real. We written the song, Tom, one of the fellow lads, kind of rewritten Band-Aid, and then we kind of released it, and then we released it on Sunday, and then we kind of just did a little bit of advertisement on social media where kind of most of my followers are, and we got to 30 in the charts, and it's still currently climbing, which is absolutely bonkers to think that a gardening company from Macclesfield, first of all, blew up on social media, and then second of all, is in the title race for the Christmas number one.
That is madness. I mean, come on, let's face it, you've heard of Lad Baby, haven't you?
Yes.
Right,
yeah,
so
yeah.
They've had a number of Christmas number ones by singing about sausage rolls at Christmas. Right?
Exactly.
And the fact that you've done this is brilliant. This is fantastic that you've done this. And what is it in aid of? I believe it's in aid of some sort of, you know, traders that can't trade. Is that right?
That is correct. So, yeah, so the charity's called Band of Builders, and for the people who don't know that who they are is kind of the people that build Britain, or you know, your builders, your plumbers, your electricians, your landscapers. When they get injured at work, because 9 times out of 10 they're self-employed, they no longer get an income. And depending on how serious their injuries are, some of them it kind of really does affect their life. So what the Band of Builders do is they go out to the home, they do adaptations to the home, they help them with bills. They do so much for kind of the tradespeople. So then we thought, well, why don't we do the song for the Band of Builders? Let's keep it in the trade community and let's kind of, you know, try and push it. And the UK population have really got behind it. We've sold tens of thousands of singles already, to the point where, like, the producers and directors of companies have then thinking, who the hell are these guys? Like, because we have come from absolutely nowhere. We just recorded it privately. We did it in a proper studio, and then we've come together with the team that we call ourselves Band-Aid, and then we've come together and we've recorded this song, which is Wintertime. Within our industry, so many kind of big companies sponsor them, keep them going. Gavin, who runs it, is an absolute diamond. He just started off kind of helping his mate at the time, and it's now gone to this massive, massive charity. What they do is they really kind of help people get back on their feet, especially tradespeople, because there was a massive gap in the market. And it's not only that, it's kind of the mental health side of it as well, because a lot of our trades, whether it be an electrician, a plumber, a lot of them work on their own, and it can be quite a lonely thing. So they do lots of kind of workshops as well, which is fantastic.
I mean, everybody needs a tradesman for something. You know, I can't even hang a picture on a wall without making a hole in the wall the size of my head. So,
yeah.
And then I need a plasterer to come and plaster it all up. And then I need somebody to repair everything else. So everybody needs a tradesman. And this is a fantastic charity that you're involved with, Mark. So tell us a bit more about the single then.
It initially started with Tom. Tom got me involved, and then we've got the Home Improvement Channel involved, which they've got, like, I think between us now, we've got, like, nearly 10 million followers, hence why the single's doing so well, because we keep posting out our kind of Instagrams, our stories, our TikToks. So it is kind of starting to kind of run now. But when we initially started it, we had so many people drop out and say, it's not possible. And I said, look, if we can even get in the charts, it'd be incredible. And then my brother rang me last night and said, do you know who you're next to in the charts? And I said, no. He said, Eminem. I said, shut
what?
Up. Yeah, so Eminem's released a new song, and I've got a screen grab on my phone of me sat next to Eminem in the charts. So we're technically best mates now.
He'll be coming to your birthday party next.
Yeah. It'd be rude of him not to.
Mark, on Cheshire Silk Radio, please announce your charity single.
So this is Wintertime by Band-Aid. Please go and support it. I hope you enjoy it. Here's the song.
It's wintertime. It's cold and wet. There's loads of rain. At wintertime, the days are short. We can't stay late. And all our sights are empty because we cannot work today. There's frost all on the ground at winter time.
Yeah.
The ice shore fan. Put all your heaters on at winter time. It's hot. December's deadline's here. We're the only trade still working by the heating engineers. And our winter paychecks suffer. Our backs will all be empty soon.
Well, today let's get to work and see it through.
There will be plenty drinks in hand, it's winter time.
The only thing we'll get this year is lies. Oh,
to the local pub we go, wandering.